All right, they have to be going crazy in Philadelphia. The Eagles are in the NFC Championship game, hosting those miracle Vikings. And we do this from time to time before a big Eagles game. We eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. So let's tune in the Touchdown Brothers. That's their morning show in Philly and see what they're talking about.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's David Moore from, what's the paper name? Dallas
Morning Spews.
Dallas Morning Fake News. Can you blame him, though? What a terrible job he's got. He's got to cover the Cowboys.
Covering the Cowgirls. That's just disgusting.
And you can tell, though, even though he covers them, he's such a homer.
David Moore.
Picking against the Eagles. He comes on our show. And picks against the Eagles.
How dare he do that?
He takes. You know why? You know why? Because that Case Keenum, he's from Texas. I bet that's why he picked the Vikings to win the game.
Yeah, you're probably right. You know what? We invite David Moore to feel completely welcome to never damn call here again.
That's right. Never calls here again.
If he calls again, we're going to rag to
him.
All right?
Oh, my God.
All right, you're listening to Down and Distance, the Touchdown Brothers. I'm Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Ragdo. Boom, boom. Hey, we need to thank Brian Jones and Daryl Wright for being on last hour.
Appreciate it.
But
that,
we don't thank David Moore.
No. He's never going to be on our show again. Can you believe this? We're one game away from the Super Bowl.
One game away, Tony. One game away. We're here.
NFC title game. Hey, I got a question for you. It's a playoff question. Who do the Cowboys play this week? Cowboys didn't make the playoffs. Well, you know, this is the AFC game. You know, that's on CBS. Patriots and the Jaguars. And that's Jim Nance and Tony Romo. Hey, congrats, Tony. You finally made it to a conference title game. And then, of course, on our game, the Eagles and Vikings, we got it on Fox, and that means we got Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman's, I'll tell you that.
Did Aikman ever make it to a title game?
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
If he did, it was before I was born. A long time ago.
It's like ancient history. It's been so long since the Cowboys have been in a game like this. Oh, it's a huge game, though, in the city of Philadelphia. Is going to be crazy.
Hey,
just
Tony,
crazy.
Tony, I'm getting to my stack here.
Yeah.
Not a lot. Did you see the story about the fan hitting the police horse?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was, it's like making Philly a laughing stock. People around the country talking about this fan that hits the police horse.
We got a couple of things to say about that. First of all, our sources tell us that was not a police horse. That was a horse, and that was clearly taunting Philadelphia fans.
Yeah, I heard the horse was wearing a Matt Ryan jersey.
Yeah. And it was some hillbilly that just rode the horse up from Georgia.
From Georgia, yeah. It wasn't even a cop that was on top of it.
No, it wasn't a cop.
It was a Georgian.
Yeah, so if you're an Eagles fan and you're being taunted by a horse who's wearing a Falcons jersey, what would you do?
You'd punch the horse.
Right in the nose.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with that.
That guy
should not be ripped.
No. The guy who hit the horse shouldn't be ripped. You know what? That horse should be ripped.
Yeah.
You don't disrespect the wings.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't.
You're a Falcon fan. You don't disrespect the wings.
Well, the Falcons got wings, too.
Yeah, but a Falcon don't have eagle wings, does it? You ever seen a falcon with eagle wings?
No, it doesn't have eagle's wings, and there's a big
difference.
I've
seen a falcon with calf legs, but not eagle wings.
Not eagle's wings.
Anyway, that was a weird moment. All right, hey,
I don't know what happened.
Let's go to the phones now.
Right.
We start off with Sal in South Philly. You kick us off here on the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing this morning?
Pretty good, Sal. Doing really good.
Gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. This week has been both the biggest week of my lives and the worst week of my lives.
Oh, plural.
Because I feel like I can be honest with you two guys because you're like brothers to me.
We appreciate that, man. No homo, but appreciate it.
Gentlemen, I was the Eagles fan that punched the police horsey right in his horsey face.
Oh, you did,
you
Sal! That was you!
Yeah, you're a Philadelphia hero!
That is awesome!
Yeah, that policeman was getting after me because he said I was drinking too much Natty Light out in the parking lot.
How was that possible? How can you have
too much Natty Light?
Yeah.
took offense to that because Sal can handle his natty light.
You damn right you can, Sal.
That's right.
Anyways, it was great because I got lots of notorieties for it. What's up, ladies?
Yeah,
oh,
I bet you all the ladies. Hey, you're getting lots of ladies off of this,
now.
Huh?
Yeah.
All those ladies that I went to the schools with that didn't think I was ever going to amount to nothing. Well, let me tell you, Sal Parmesan got a lot of press this week, ladies.
That's right. All over the country, Sal. You're nationwide, man.
But I'm embarrassed, though, because I did let down the great Eagles nation, and for that, I apologizes.
No, I don't think so. Let me ask you something, Sal. Did they take you to jail? Did you go to jail for this?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I was in prison, you know, and I was there for a long time.
Oh.
And I got to say, I ruled the roost in prison. I punched a guy in the face, and I made a boyfriend, and I started a soccer team, and we were going to break out of there if my mother hadn't bailed me out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot of stuff happened there. Very short
there,
amount
Sal.
Of time
yeah,
there,
yeah,
Sal.
Yeah.
Hey, tell you what.
Hey, but enough about me. I got a sports question for you guys as we sit here and talk
all
about
right.
Eagles.
Well,
we're
a sports show, so hit us with it, Sal.
Yeah.
Do the Cowboys suck or what?
Boom! Coming up next hour, the morning drive show at the Ticket down there in Dallas. Justin Montemayor and also Jason Kellison. Both morning show Ticket down in Dallas. They call in next.
I'm going to rip both of them.
Boom! Bonnie Oldie!
All right, there they are, the Touchdown Brothers from WSP Radio in Philadelphia.